Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny today with a high of 98. Mainly clear skies again tonight, 74, 98 tomorrow. Much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the low 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 77.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News on the Indy Hoosier. Kansas Task Force 1 has announced that they have officially arrived back home in the state of Kansas as of Sunday this weekend after a social media post from the Kansas Fire Marshal and their Task Force 1 saying that they began demobilizing their orders and arriving back in the state over the weekend after their ongoing search and rescue efforts that have continued in the state of Texas with the ongoing flooding issue and damage that happened down in Kerrville, Texas. In the social media post statement from the Kansas Fire Marshal over the weekend, they say, quote, the KSMF would like to thank all agencies that have personnel deployed, each member of the KSTF-1, for giving up living their own life to assist in the search and rescue efforts in Texas, and to their families who took extra duties so their loved ones could be deployed. In other news, the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office confirmed over the weekend that a deputy's line of duty death happened on Saturday afternoon after 34-year-old Deputy Elijah Ming was shot and killed on July 26th while responding to a domestic incident.
Have you heard about the guaranteed 50% return on investment opportunity? All you have to do is transfer your funds to a cryptocurrency ATM now.
Stop right there. Do you know that no one can guarantee returns on an investment? That is the first sign of a scam. Don't wait until it's too late to verify that this is a legitimate investment opportunity before agreeing to transfer any funds. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov, an investor empowerment initiative brought to you by the Kansas Department of Insurance. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with the station.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday, Major League Baseball takes over an iconic NASCAR track. Baseball Night in America has the Braves versus the Reds in the 2025 Speedway Classic live from Bristol at 5 p.m. And what started with 61 teams is now down to two and a $1 million championship game. It's the basketball tournament. Find out who takes home the cash prize Sunday afternoon at 3. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
The state of Kansas wrapped up last week after President Donald Trump officially had granted Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's request when it came to federal disaster declaration funding for the state. As WIBW News reports, according to Governor Kelly, on Friday, President Trump did grant the June 17th request for the federal disaster declaration for the state due to damages that were caused by severe storms, tornadoes, street-lined winds, and flooding that happened back on May 18th and 19th. According to the assessment from the governor's office, they say multiple different counties across the state experienced the damage to utility infrastructure, along with roads, bridges, and some government-owned buildings. As after the approval this week, Governor Kelly did release a statement saying, quote, I thank President Trump for approving my request for federal disaster assistance. The rural communities and small towns impacted by this severe weather are the heartbeat of our state. With these additional resources, my administration will continue our commitment to ensure these communities can rebuild and thrive. The funding will be available for all statewide and local government entities. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Democrat Party has announced that current Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear will be coming to the state of Nebraska to speak on behalf of the Democrats for a shared party's top annual fundraiser event that's set to take place in the month of November. Beshear is the Democrat governor that is in a deeply red state like Kentucky, with some speculating he could be a potential 2028 presidential hopeful as he is setting out to speak in numerous different areas around the country. Beshear was also picked to lead the Democratic Governors Association into next year's midterm elections and has been touted as the, quote, most popular Democratic governor in America after becoming governor in 2019. Nebraska and the city of Omaha specifically has been a hotspot for many Democrats to try and campaign and spread their message with the ongoing, quote, fight oligarchy tour nationwide after U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, along with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, former Texas U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke, and others have made their stops within the state. Democrats continue to say they are hopeful of flipping the state more blue moving forward. Mid-America Network News.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for Dog Days of Summer Deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer is 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150 is 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down. Only $815. Team per month, or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See the details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, at their last meeting, held a public hearing to consider a proposed mill levy that would exceed the revenue neutral rate with an increase of 2.602 mills. That was brought down after cuts of their last meeting from an increase of 3.176 mills. The proposed budget at 47.509 mills. Washington County Commissioners, at their last meeting, met with countywide ambulance providers as they consider options for a countywide ambulance service. Nemahal County Commissioners approved the 2026 budget for publication at their last meeting at a total mill levy of 40.603 mills, which includes a 3% cost of living raise for county employees and approximate 1 mill increase for benefits. A public hearing to allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate is planned August 25th at 10 a.m. Nemahal County Free Fair wraps up Monday in Seneca. Family barbecue starts at 5:30. Presentation of awards and the livestock auction Monday evening at 7. Marshall County Health Department is conducting outreach clinics Wednesday, July 30th at the Beatty Fire Station from 1:30 till 2:30, Summerfield Fire Station from 3 to 4:30, and the Axtell American Legion from 5 until 7. Offering adult, adolescent, and children's vaccines, as well as blood pressure checks, patients are asked to bring a current insurance card. Outreach clinics continue Monday, August 4th in Bremen, Tuesday the 5th at Vermilion in Frankfort, and Wednesday, August 6th in Waterville and Blue Rapids. For more information, contact the Marshall County Health Department, 785-562-3485. Gary Ott was our guest on the public affairs program this past weekend. He's a military veteran who recently produced a movie that outlines some of the challenges veterans returning home face. If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our social media.
Mainly because we don't talk. We don't communicate, and we were trained to, in the Army anyway, as I was in, like we were trained constantly to embrace the suck. To attention to detail, and so we're always, you know, always looking at, and then it's also the big motivator is to never be the one needing the help. And plus, also, it's also one of those things where if I'm hurting or if I'm going through something, and I tell, let's say you know, and it's not picking on you, I'm just or telling somebody that doesn't know about what veterans go through or you know what we've been through in our training. It's very hard to have that, that connection. And I think it's really because of the lack of connection, you know, because of what we've been, have gone through with training and the things that we were ultimately forced to go through, you know, it forges us a little bit. We're a little bit different, and our difference is it's very difficult for us to open up to others that have not gone through trainings. So it's typically, I would say that's, you know, pretty much the reasoning.
The Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion team, the state tournament is back here in Hiawatha, but their hard work has paid off as they are now in a state tournament championship game today at 9 a.m. versus Garnett. Marysville started their action Friday night versus Hiawatha in a win 7-4, but then fell to Garnett Saturday morning 3-2. Marysville then had to come back with three straight elimination wins, a 10-5 win over Seneca, a 10-2 win over Iola, and a 4-3 come-from-behind extra-inning win over Colby Sunday night, in which Ty Hager drove in the game-winning RBI in the ninth inning. Marysville Senior American Legion Post will go for the Class B State Tournament Championship today at 9 a.m. with broadcast coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
KNDY Radio and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf would like to thank all of our State Fair ticket winners, including Jessica Clark, Tammy Gano, Carl Prawley, John Dunlap, Jesse Dahl, Norman Jurgensen, Chloe Sin, Kristen Boyles, Ryan Nelson, Robbie Olschlager, Jeff Sandstrom, and Jeremy Lehman for all winning their way down to the Kansas State Fair. And congratulations to all the 4-H and Open Class exhibitors this year at the county fairs.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and pineapple. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, Capri vegetable blend, and diced peaches.
Joanne Sorek, age 97, of Manhattan, passed away July 8th. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. at First United Methodist Church in Washington, with a burial to follow at 2:30 p.m. in the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Visitation will be held Tuesday, 3 to 7 p.m., with family present 5 to 7 p.m. at Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Sorek.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
For top quality clothing that fits a busy lifestyle, Valley Vet Supply has you covered from head to toe. Fashionable options for the show arena to top quality workwear for on the farm, choose from trusted brands like Bernie, Ariat, Cinch, and Wrangler in men's, women's, and kids' options. More than supplies for your operation, swing by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville today and find the style that fits you.
Valley Vet Supply.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until early this evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Showers and thunderstorms then continue into Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and cooler with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And more showers likely throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers continue early on Thursday, then staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Spotty showers possible into Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And more rain may continue into Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some scattered showers possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:49, sunrise in the morning at 6:18.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia, still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday. Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center invites everyone out to the North Central Kansas Free Fair starting on July 29th. There will be fun activities for the whole family. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Standing, stay tight. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Padres and Cardinals split their four game set this weekend. San Diego keeping a one game lead over the Reds for the third wild card spot. Reds beating the Rays yesterday 2-1. Tampa Bay now 6-15 in July. Same as the Braves, who lose to the Rangers 8-1. Red Sox still hold a half game lead for the third American League wild card spot. 4-3 win over the Dodgers yesterday. LA 8-13 in July. Mets a seven-game win streak, 5-3 over the Giants in the Sunday night game. Angels beat the Mariners 4-1. Mike Trout homering in the win for career RBI number 1,000 in the loss. Cal Raleigh hits his 41st homer. A's beat Houston 7-1. Orioles get past the Rockies 5-1. Tigers snapping a six-game slide, a 10-4 win over Toronto. Pirates shut out Arizona 6-0. Paul Skeens, 9 strikeouts in 6 innings. Nationals get past the Twins 7-2. Yankees a 4-3 win over the Phillies. Yankees also putting Aaron Judge on the injured list for 10 days, right flexor strain. Brewers edge the Marlins 3-2. Milwaukee and Chicago tied atop the NL Central. They open a three-game set against each other today. Cubs take the Chicago series 5-4 over the White Sox. Rain delays but could not stop the class of 2025 at Cooperstown. CC Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Dick Allen, and Dave Parker posthumously. Ichiro Suzuki, who missed being a unanimous selection by one writer who he had originally offered to sit down and chat with.
And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
Ichiro opening up at Cooperstown yesterday. WNBA Lynx with their first home loss in 15 games this season, losing to Atlanta. Brittany Griner with a season-high 22 in the win. Nafisa Collier, 32 in the loss. Connecticut hadn't won a game by more than 10 this season. Yesterday, a 31-point win over the Valkyries. Bubba Wallace wins the Brickyard 400, third career win, first since 2022.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Just ahead of President Trump's August 1st deadline, a new trade deal is struck with the EU. Trump says most imports from Europe will get 15% tariffs, while the EU will buy $750 billion worth of American energy. Talk of a trade pact bolstered stock futures overnight. On Friday, the Dow Jones added 208 points going into the weekend. The S&P 0.4%, the NASDAQ 0.25%. The Standard & Poor's and NASDAQ start the week at record highs. Marvel Studios took a step toward regaining its reputation as Hollywood's most reliable hitmaker over the weekend. The Fantastic Four, First Steps, was expected to open with $118 million in ticket sales at theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Warner Brothers Discovery saw two movies crossing the half-billion-dollar mark in their weeks on the screen. Superman soared to $502 million. F1, which Warner Brothers distributed, topped $509 million in ticket sales. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For the Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion team, the state tournament is back here in Hiawatha, but their hard work has paid off as they are now in a state tournament championship game today at 9 a.m. versus Garnett. Marysville started their action Friday night versus Hiawatha and win 7-4, but then fell to Garnett Saturday morning 3-2. Marysville then had to come back with three straight elimination wins, a 10-5 win over Seneca, a 10-2 win over Iola, and a 4-3 come-from-behind extra inning win over Colby Sunday night, in which Ty Hager drove in the game-winning RBI in the ninth inning. Marysville Senior American Legion Post will go for the Class B State Tournament Championship today at 9 a.m. with broadcast coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires that you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style that you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Servicing everything from semis to ATVs, Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The United States has strengthened its agricultural ties with Indonesia through a major wheat trade agreement. Earlier this month, Indonesia's Flour Milling Association signed a $1.25 billion deal with U.S. Wheat Associates to purchase at least 1 million metric tons of U.S. wheat annually from 2026 to 2030, doubling previous volumes. For 2025, they've also committed to 800,000 metric tons. This move is part of a larger trade deal that also boosts U.S. exports of soybeans, corn, and cotton. With these trade restrictions and long-term commitments, it's a big win for U.S. wheat producers. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Kansas Wheat Commission CEO Justin Gilpin, and I asked him if he expects any effects to take place on Kansas farm gate wheat prices over the next 5 years as export demand to Indonesia increases.
I'm sorry, I was getting another call.
No, you're fine.
Are you going to be able to edit that?
I can edit that, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. No, I think we're at a situation where we're dealing with low commodity prices right now that look at what can we be doing, especially in an environment where we still have high and elevated input prices. That how are we going to be able to do what we can to get demand in the marketplace, get bushels moving out of the state, out of the U.S. to help with that overall balance sheet? And agreements like this with consistency, knowing on an annual basis that we are going to have a partner like Indonesia for our wheat that we're growing. You know, on average, about half of the wheat grown in the United States is exported. So having agreements like this in a competitive marketplace is what we need to do. And having that demand pool to help from that price perspective for our farmers in this difficult ag economy we're dealing with.
The U.S.-Indonesia trade deal opens major doors for American exports and strengthens economic ties in a fast-growing region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the Summer Sales Sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler, or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, and you can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act was recently signed into law on July 4th, 2025. There are many provisions in the act that impact agriculture, which K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen discusses. He explains a change in depreciation provisions.
On the business side of things, the depreciation provisions are huge. We get restored 100% first-year bonus depreciation effective for qualified assets placed in service on or after January 19 of this year. And that is huge in terms of asset purchases and farm machinery manufacturers, those types of things. That's really going to drive and stimulate more asset purchases.
He also talks about a couple of things that have changed for commodities.
The reference price for corn is $4.10, wheat $6.35, soybeans is $10, and those are going to be the big ones in Kansas. And there's an annual escalator of 0.5% starting with the 2031 crop year, and that is capped at 113% of the new baseline, which is that original statutory reference price. And a couple other big ones with respect to that is that this year producers are going to get the higher of their ARC or PLC, no matter how they're signed up. And then starting next year with ARC, if they're getting ARC ag risk coverage, if that's the way they're getting their payments, they can also get supplemental coverage option, which is a boost on crop insurance, which previously they'd not been eligible to do that. That if you're getting payments by ARC, you weren't eligible for SCO, and that starts next year. So really big stuff with respect to reference prices.
Base acres are included in the act, and McOwen says what is different.
This is a one-time voluntary opportunity for farmers as a whole to enroll up to 30 million new base acres based on their 2019 to 2023 planting history. This starts with the 2026 crop year. So the 2025 ARC and PLC are going to be continued to be based on the producer's current base acres with that increase starting with the 26 crop year. And there's a formula that's involved in terms of how many base acres are increased and then how the payments are going to be adjusted in accordance with that. But bottom line is, the way this works, for people to understand this, is if base acres go up, that means you've got more acres that are eligible for payments. And with the reference prices going up, that's going to put more cash in farmers' pockets.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen highlighting a few key provisions from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales salutes all the 4-H and FFA youth participating in county fairs. Congratulations on the culmination of a year's hard work. Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales is on their summer schedule with sales every other Monday. They do have a cattle and hay sale scheduled for Monday, July 28th. Additional information is available by calling Beatrice 77 or go online to their website. Sales every other Monday on their summer schedule yet through August at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
Would you roll the dice on a tropical vacation during hurricane season? A few things to consider today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 28th, the 209th day of the year. Garfield cartoonist Jim Davis is celebrating his 80th birthday. It's officially hurricane season, which generally occurs from mid-July through late October. That means you'll find bargains on tropical travel packages right about now. Whether you should take a chance, though, depends on your risk tolerance. The odds of your vacation being affected are relatively small, though even the threat of a tropical storm can disrupt itineraries. Travel experts say hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. By the way, here are a few of the first names chosen to represent the 2025 Atlantic hurricanes. Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dexter, Aaron, Ferdinand, and Gabrielle. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather and get your local forecast at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball head coach Bill Self has announced that he has been released from the Lawrence Memorial Hospital over the weekend, 2 days after undergoing a heart procedure to insert 2 stents into his heart. According to the report, they say the 62-year-old is in good spirits and eager to resume preparing for the upcoming basketball season that starts in just a few months, releasing a statement after being released that said, quote, "I want to thank all of the amazing doctors and nurses at the LMH Health for the excellent care I received during my stay there. I feel strong and am excited to be home. Our team has had a productive summer and look forward to our batteries being recharged and prepping for the upcoming season." The Jayhawk basketball season does kick off this year starting on October 24th for an exhibition game against Louisville, that one in Kentucky, followed by an October 28th exhibition as well against Fort Hays State University. Regular season kicks off against Green Bay at Allen Fieldhouse on November 3rd. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The baddest show on earth, George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Add the ball.
I drink the low. Friday, August 22nd, in concert at First Council Casino.
Rocking on over.
George Thorogood. Tickets are available now at 7clans.com and the Players Club. Don't miss George Thorogood and the Destroyers at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort with Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Good news for the Mays School District in Kansas. After their announcement at the end of last week that the school district will now be offering girls flag football for the upcoming 2025 fall school season. KWCH News reports that practices for the Mays High students and Mays South High students are scheduled to start in August, where they say it will be roughly around the same time that the boys football team begins on August 18th, with games beginning in September. This comes after the announcement earlier this year back in January when the Dodge City Globe had also announced from Keisha that they would be offering girls flag football as a pilot program, becoming one of the first states to sanction it as a varsity sport.
Seems like everyone, you know, all the feedback we always get on girls flag football is that it's so much fun. Teams and girls wish that it was here sooner, and so we're trying to get the ball rolling as quickly as possible so that we can keep it growing.
According to the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference, they say that all the schools that include the girls flag football teams include Bethel, Ottawa, St. Mary, Southwestern, and Kansas Wesleyan, along with Heston, Baker, and Pratt that also feature the sport.
For the Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion team, the state tournament is back here in Hiawatha, but their hard work has paid off as they are now in a state tournament championship game today at 9 a.m. versus Garnett. Marysville started their action Friday night versus Hiawatha and win 7-4, but then fell to Garnett Saturday morning 3-2. Marysville then had to come back with three straight elimination wins, a 10-5 win over Seneca, a 10-2 win over Iola, and a 4-3 come from behind extra inning win over Colby Sunday night, in which Ty Hager drove in the game-winning RBI in the ninth inning. Marysville Senior American Legion Post will go for the Class B State Tournament Championship today at 9 a.m. with broadcast coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny today with a high of 98. Mainly clear skies again tonight, 74, 98 tomorrow. Much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the low 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 77.